This edition of The Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 31st of October 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Hi, I'm Bill Ryder-Jones, and this is called You Can't Hide a Light with the Dark.
Welcome to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Robert Bound. Today's sessionista is Bill Ryder-Jones, formerly of indie folk Merseyside favourites The Coral, and now a solo gunslinger with a penchant for pavementy, fuzztastic 90s Americana and a willowy pastoral take on love and romance. Bill's third solo LP, West Kirby County Primary, named for his alma mater of course, is a wonderful confessional sung close to the mic with fretwork and echo given starring roles. What wonder we find in charmingly titled songs like Two to Birkenhead and the classic-sounding Wild Roses. Bill Ryder-Jones is on great form.
Your words come in the dark, won't you call me? I'll do fall apart, I still adore it. You can't hide the light with the dark. The light's off in your bedroom. Are you with him? Are you sleeping? Are you waiting? Is he coming? You're so heartless, but I love it. I'd seen you in his car at the far end of the street, or in the corner of some bar, in the pictures that I keep. All I wanted was to say, I'm just sorry I didn't tell you yesterday that you can't go hiding lights with just the darkness, you know. No, you can't hide a light with the dark. You can't go hiding lights with just the darkness, you know. That you can't hide a light with the dark.
Ryder Jones, welcome to the programme. Thank you very much for a fantastic sounding session.
Thank you very much.
And there's lots of fuzziness on the record. I guess that's the production of the record. But actually, a lot of that phrasing, a lot of the close mic stuff and the fret work, it's quite a personal sounding record in the way that it's recorded, as I say, close to the mic, it seems to me.
Yep.
And you get a sense of confessional somehow in that when it's produced.
Well, with the production of the record, I think there's a more of a humility about recording in the spaces I record in. And like you say, that I like the vocals to
come to the fore.
Yeah, and I like things to sound small
in record, and I like them to be beefed up by someone else. I like it to be feel quite contained. That's what. But when I'm producing, because I produce bands more often than not, I'll take them to a proper studio. But it just seems to work better for me to be in a small room where I can things just sound better, and probably the nature of the songs. It helps to record them in that way, yeah. So that is something I'm aware of, yeah.
So the kind of like the outside space reflects what's going on inside in a way in your songwriting process.
Well, I think I came to realise that on the last record, because I only recorded the last record in my mother's house because that was, you know, all I had really. That's the only place I could go for it.
This song's called Wild Roses.
A lasting glance is turned mischance, 'cause fortune favours everybody but me. If only for coincidence or circumstance, not that it matters to me. 'Cause nothing matters to me. But now it seems so clear, because the rose is here. How can it be so clear? Wild roses, give me something. All I know is the wild roses.
You recorded this record in your childhood bedroom. What's that like, going back?
Well, the house is, yeah, like anyone's house, really. Yeah. You know, it's the place I grew up in.
Is it still like your childhood bedroom, or is it now kind of like, oh, that's a spare room, and we've got the Ural Scale Extrics in there?
No, it's, well, actually, it's not my actual childhood bedroom. It's a bedroom I moved back into for a couple of months in my 20s when I split up with someone. But my old bedroom now is houses two chinchillas.
Right.
That free run.
They're the rhythm section.
I mean, the whole house is just full of animals. That's what.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mum's done that thing, you know.
Okay. So you've left, and then she's got the chinchillas.
And the rest of the zoo.
Okay.
But my room, my studio room, is animal free for the most part, and it's good. And I do all my work there. You know, like I do a lot of commissions and writing jobs and arrangement jobs and things, and that's just where my equipment is, and it's very important, I think, to have a space that, you know, it's so hard to, for anyone, it's so hard to leave the work behind. But I guess if your job's your complete love, then the temptation, if I had a studio in my house, the temptation to stay up and
be
work
in it
on
all the time,
yeah,
and you never finish anything. Right?
No, exactly, and you actually lose sight of, I think, the discipline. That's one of the hardest things to learn when you're fortunate enough to have music as your job, is the discipline not to. You got to, in some ways, when you're writing, treat it like when you were 16 and that's what you wanted to do. But in other aspects, you know,
you've got to be a bit 9-to-5 about it.
Yeah, well, certainly in some of the jobs, yeah. No one wants to hear that. Like, it's not particularly glamorous or edgy to say, but yeah.
Bill Ryder Jones and his briefcase.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the name of the record itself, West Kirby County Primary. That also sounds like we're kind of zooming back into your childhood. How come you gave the name, the record, that name?
So I had a song called West Kirby County Primary, which, because that was my first primary school, and I remember being quite sad when they changed the name when I was there to just West Kirby Primary, and something about it upset me. I can remember that quite vividly. And anyway, I kind of thought that it sounded a bit like a prison or something. So I wrote this, quite honestly, melodically good, but lyrically quite terrible song called West Kirby County Primary, which had this kind of political edge, like, you know, sixth form philosophy angle thing. It was only last year. I had a bad run of writing last year. And but the name, it just worked. Yeah, and I think sometimes you can read too much into things. I mean, like, I love where I live, and it's such a part of me, and all them songs are very, my life is in West Kirby for the most part, you know. So it kind of makes sense on that level. But the county primary, but I think sometimes four words just sound good. You know,
it's got a
sounds like an album, doesn't it?
It really does. It's got kind of Highway 61 Revisited vibe to it.
Well, that'll do. Yeah,
that'll do. Eh?
But I mean, you know, it's the same with the artwork. I honestly had nothing better.
So okay, we should tell listeners this is Bill in the Bath. Right?
Yeah.
What are you texting someone? Or are you writing lyrics in a notebook?
I was writing a song called "Put It Down Before You Break It," which is on the record.
That's good knowledge.
I have several notebooks, and when I was scanning all the lyrics in for the album, it was that one that I'd put it down in it. So that's, you know, a bit of Sherlock. But I do a lot of writing in the bath, and I have this fear because I think the songs aren't chipper and that. And I didn't want it to be like, ooh, Bill's sad type thing, you know. And I thought if there was a way I could have me smiling, so people weren't like, ugh, God, again, you know.
Come on, Bill.
Yeah,
It's all right, I'm in the bath, got no clothes on. I'm actually just writing a song in the bath, casually.
Yeah, I'm with my housemate sat on the toilet taking a photo of us. So no one thinks about what I'm seeing.
Wild roses, give me something. All I know is the wild roses. Wild roses, they give me something. And all I know is the wild roses. Wild roses, they give me something. And all I know is the wild roses. Yet all I know is I love the wild roses. All I know is I love the wild roses.
Listening to this record, I have an image in my head of you wandering uphill and down dale with this. It's got a kind of, got a lovely pastoral quality. As much as it's got a kind of fuzzy American quality to it, it's got kind of a very pastoral English quality to it as well. Where do you wander, or is it purely a bath-based songwriting process?
Yeah, solely at the water's edge, really. I mean, yeah, I tend to just write. Last record I wrote mainly on the piano in my mother's house. This one, so what I would do is I'd play guitar in my bedroom, which is in West Kirby, come up with something half decent, then record it on my iPhone or whatever, and then go into the bath and then write the lyrics for it. And then I would more often than not get out of the bath, pick up the guitar, sing what I've just written, and realise I've lost something, scrap most of the lyrics I'd written in the bath, and then go back to that first audio recording that kind of has me going, yeah, I'm with a guy, something Birkenhead. And then you go, oh, what's good about it? It's the way the melody fits those strange words. So obviously when I'm writing the melody at the first point, there's a meter that the melody wants to be in. And I will overthink the lyrics and always write something quite clever that, you know, does what you want lyrics to do. And then end up going, oh, I'll save them for something because I've ruined what was good about the melody, you know. And it's a nice little formula I've got going now. It also means that I bathe most days.
This is called Two to Birkenhead.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Bill Ryder-Jones, and his new record, West Kirby County Primary, is out on the 6th of November on Domino Records. Join us again at the same time next week when Thai funk-inspired Texan trio Kruang Bin will be in the studio. This was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Alex Funnell. I've been Robert Bounds, and thank you very much for tuning in.
Take me somewhere I'm not likely to forget. Two singles to Birkenhead. Two thimbles in need of thread. Where do you go when you don't know you've done wrong?
slipping on, running from waking alone. You gave me only fell to ground. I like fun, where's the fun in being alone? And counting scars, you only hate the things you think you are. I never get the things you've said, though I smile anyway. Turning on your side, you've said don't be too long. I said I'll be right back, though I kept my fingers crossed. And sitting on your hands, well, it kind of broke my heart. It wasn't in the plans when we went to Conway Park. And as I'm slipping out, you've whispered desperate times. They say that desperate times call for desperate pleasures. They say that desperate times desperate pleasures. They say the desperate times call for desperate pleasures.